Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Maybe not such a great day for SpaceX, the Space Exploration Technologies Corporation. They just had a starship that exploded shortly after launch. Thank God nobody was aboard. It was an uncrewed staff. But why were people applauding and cheering? I mean, this is a strange country we live in. It is also a strange country that when all of a sudden the House of Representatives takes a vote, the vote clearly represents public opinion. There's a brand new poll that shows that it does, and it represents a victory for the Republican majority. It has to do with protection of women athletic programs. And, yes, that's what the issue involved is. And why is this being viewed, treated as some kind of a violation of crucial civil rights? Speaking of civil rights, is there a civil right to celebrate marijuana today? Today, for reasons that we will talk about. And no, it's not because it's Hitler's birthday, though it's that too. But it's also Marijuana Day, 420, April 20th. And at a moment like this, is this a time to get serious about this drug? And yes, marijuana is a drug. And what it means for America and what it's doing for America or to America, we'll talk about that with Kevin Sabat. We'll also talk about the deeper meaning of Earth Day. How did Earth Day actually come about to be on Marijuana Day? I think that Earth Day actually preceded Marijuana Day, and all of that on Adolf Hitler's birthday. It is a strange country with a lot of strange goings on, including, believe it or not, all kinds of new lawsuits. They settled the Fox Dominion lawsuit, but now Fox is being sued by Smartmatic. There is also a suit by Dominion against Newsmax, against One America's Network. There are continued lawsuits about whether or not actually the election was marred by fraud. That seems to be the key issue. Because, of course, there is no question about defamation or about collecting on being libeled if they can actually prove that the accusations are true. Are they going to attempt to do that? Well, certainly Mike Lindell did, of MyPillow fame. And Mike Lindell had promised $5 million if anyone could prove that he was wrong about Chinese interference in this election. And there's now an arbitration panel that has said that a particular engineer, who, by the way, is pro-Trump, who's voted twice for President Trump, has proven that, no, it is not true what Mike Lindell was saying. And Mike Lindell may have to pay up $5 million. He's, of course, fighting against it. It's not the equivalent of the $787.5 million that Fox is paying, but Fox is a very, very big company. There any belief out there that Fox will actually be helped in the long term by what was decided here? 1-800-955-1776. We will get to that as well. First off, the announcement today about the SpaceX program. The Space Explorations Technology Corporation is an American spacecraft manufacturer, launcher, and satellite communications corporation headquartered in Hawthorne, California. It was founded in 2002, believe it or not, that's 21 years ago, by Elon Musk with a stated goal of reducing space transportation costs to enable the colonization of Mars. Now, it's going to be a long time before they get to Mars. And meanwhile, they are planning to take people up. But today there was a something happened with SpaceX Starship. It exploded shortly after launch in its uncrewed test flight. Elon Musk's rocket company says that the Starship experienced a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. In other words, it blew up. And the tweet from Elon Musk, congrats SpaceX team on an exciting test launch of Starship. Learn a lot for the next launch in a few months. Here's what it sounded like.
As of right now, we are awaiting stage separation, where Starship should separate from the Super Heavy booster.
Yeah, Kate, right now it looks like we saw the start of the flip, but obviously we're seeing from the ground cameras the entire Starship stack continuing to rotate. We should have had separation by now. Obviously, this is does not appear to be a nominal situation.
Yeah, it does appear to be spinning, but I do want to remind everyone that everything after clearing the tower was icing on the cake.
Fighting ended as a fireball. It blew up.
Everyone here absolutely pumped to clear the pad and make it this far into the test flight, the first integrated flight of the booster and the Starship vehicle.
Okay, it made it this far past the launch pad and then blew up. This is very strange, and again, in terms of the future of Twitter and Tesla and other Elon Musk affiliated projects, I'm sure they did learn a lot for the next test launch in a few months. Meanwhile, they are planning that NASA mission to the moon with a very diverse crew of four, captained by someone named Reed Weissman, and there's a Canadian on board the crew. A lot of excitement there. We will cover that. The idea that people were applauding during stage separation for the SpaceX launch today, and they are applauding the fact that the rocket exploded. Parts of it were supposed to return to Earth, in fact, and to be reusable, but no real reusable situation with the kablooey instead. New York Times asked, is the launch attempt really on April 20th? Yes, yes, it is. Maybe it is just a coincidence that SpaceX, the spaceflight company founded by Elon Musk, is lighting up a rocket on the 20th day of the fourth month of this year. Then again, numerous observers have noted Mr. Musk's penchant for inserting references to 420, the number associated with cannabis, into his public dealings. Examples include the purchase price per share he proposed for Twitter, $54.20, get it 5 and then 420, and the share price at which he said he would take his electric car manufacturing company, Tesla, private, which is $420. Does this indicate a 420 involvement that helped the cheerful reaction to the explosion of the SpaceX rocket? Who knows? What we do know is that there was a victory in the House of Representatives earlier today. big victory for Republicans, but is it a violation of civil rights? It has to do with transgender women and sports. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved Show, they had a big vote today in the House of Representatives. It was a strict party line vote, meaning the Republicans used their narrow majority to pass a new bill that would ban biological male athletes from participating in women's and girls' sports at federally funded schools and educational institutions. In other words, if your school got federal money, then you want to keep that federal money, then you do not force so-called transgendered women, meaning biological males, into teams involving females. And there's a lot of strong feeling about this. There's a big new poll that shows it overwhelmingly, and this is not a conservative poll. It's in the Washington Post. And it basically interviewed more than 1,000 people across the country, 1,503 people across the United States, finding that a commanding majority of Americans happen to agree with Republicans on this. And it is commonsensical that it is not fair, especially when we've gone through so much through Title IX over the years to build up women's sports. And women's sports has been a huge success all around the world, all around the country. But it can't exist if all of a sudden those women are going to have to compete with males who are very different from women. And Speaker Kevin McCarthy actually took advantage of the vote today, the close vote in the House, without any Democratic support, but solid Republican support. He took advantage of this opportunity to hail the GOP victory on this idea of protecting women in competitive sports, in schooling, in schools for middle schools, high schools, and more. Listen to Speaker McCarthy, clip 9A.
Today is a great day for America, for fairness, for families, and most importantly, for female athletes. House Republicans pledged before the last election our commitment to America to protect women and girls in sports. Today we kept that promise. I want to thank Greg Stube. He has fought long and hard to make sure this bill worked through. Why? Because he watched in his own district the unfairness. He watched women who would wake up early in the morning and train from a young age, sacrifice, only to find a biological man to compete. That was wrong, and we all know it's wrong. Unfortunately, today on the floor, not one Democrat could stand up for Title IX or stand up for women in sports. I believe that's wrong.
And look, there's a real question here. What about those members of Congress who are Democrats who have daughters? Why don't they ask them? Speaker McCarthy then went on to highlight courageous women who are speaking out on behalf of, yes, women's rights. Listen.
Behind me today are just a few of the women that have experienced this. Macy Petty, Selena Soule, and Taylor Silverman. And there are so many more. These incredible women have dedicated their lives to the sports they love. We've watched it hearing after hearing to hear their stories. For years of waking up early and training late into the evening, they pushed themselves to the limit as humanly possible, made sacrifice, and they never gave up. They strive for excellence, and they achieved it. And they learned the value of teamwork and hard work. But because they were forced to compete against biological men, they lost out on opportunities that they deserved. They watched their peers lose out on opportunities they deserved as well. So these women did something courageous. They spoke out. They spoke out for equal opportunity, for privacy, for safety, for truth. For everything the previous generations of women who fought hard for Title IX. They are the current champions of those women 50 years ago who fought for equality, who fought for fairness in sports. And today, they had victory.
Okay, the way it's reported in the Washington Post, House Republicans passed a bill Thursday, that's today, that would amend a landmark federal civil rights law to bar transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports. No Democrats joined with Republicans in support of the legislation, which is, unfortunately, I would add, dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate. And this despite the fact that today there was also a release in the Washington Post of a new poll. It's reported this way. Even as increasing share of Americans report familiarity with tolerance with and tolerance for transgender people, most oppose allowing transgender female athletes, biological males, to compete against other women at the professional, college, and high school level, according to a Washington Post University of Maryland poll. The poll was conducted May 4th through 17th. And among 1,503 people across the United States, this found that 55% of Americans are opposed to allowing transgender women and girls to compete with other women and girls in high school sports, and 58% opposed it for college and professional sports. About 3 in 10 Americans said transgender women and girls should be allowed to compete at each of those levels. Look, the question here is, why not make this possible for people to compete however they want in whatever kind of array they want to compete in? In other words, if you're transgendered, and why not go ahead and have a special category for transgendered athletes, or for, it could include women athletes who want to go into that particular group, or male athletes who want to go into that particular group. But to protect the idea that women are not going to regularly have to compete against men when they don't want to, that, it just seems to me, is common sense. And it seems to be common sense to most of Americans, too, in terms of giving responses to this issue. And by the way, what the poll shows, it shows most people are willing to accept transgender people and to accept their idea of themselves. But that doesn't mean putting an end, effectively, to women's sports, which would suddenly be dominated by biological males. We'll continue on this issue, which is explosive, and some of the new explosive issues about violence across the country. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Marines may be heading to Sudan in Central Africa to help evacuate Americans. The evacuation of diplomats and expats may be necessary because of another civil war-like situation in Sudan. Complicating matters, the airport in the capital has been damaged and planes can't get in. The White House is blasting the House Republican budget plan, which ties spending cuts to raising the debt ceiling. The administration says that won't happen, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy needs to produce a clean debt ceiling bill. A short flight for the world's largest rocket as the SpaceX prototype blew up just 4 minutes after liftoff from its pad in South Texas this morning. Three people confirmed dead, and searchers around McLean County, Oklahoma, fear they'll find more after last night's massive tornado. The Oakland A's confirmed the team is buying land near the Las Vegas Strip to move the team there, 35,000-seat ballpark. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Sometimes it's outrageous when you see examples of just profound bias that are very, very transparent and obvious in the news. There's a good website, actually, called Roll Call, which actually monitors what goes on in the House, what goes on in the Senate. And they characterized the bill that was passed today in the House, and no, it won't pass the Senate, as a bill that was against granting rights to transgender people. And again, it's against granting rights to transgender people. How? There is no ban here that says that transgender people can't participate in sports. You can set it up any way you want to. But the idea of having transgender people participate in female sports when they are not females in a biological and in a physiological sense is just unfair. And when you talk about civil rights, that this is an assault, and that was the wording in Roll Call, that this was an attack on transgender civil rights. Not everybody has a civil right to be on a female team. And to Democrats, basically, they're trying to ignore this issue, and partially because the polling shows that they are in a minority here, and badly outnumbered. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, says it's not really an issue here. Why not? Well, listen.
And the extreme MAGA Republicans are trying to sensationalize an issue that doesn't really exist in the way that they are falsely portraying.
Okay, it doesn't really exist as an issue. Then what about all of the prominent female athletes, the athletes who competed, for instance, with Leah Thomas, a transgendered female, who is actually biologically male, who's a mediocre swimmer for the University of Pennsylvania when he was a male. When he became a female, he's setting all these world records and winning all of these championships and beating women who have given their lives to trying to win the same distinctions. By the way, we haven't even come to the question of scholarships. In other words, if you are giving athletic scholarships at a given school, would now some of those very precious athletic scholarships, I mean, look, I can say this, I hope I can reveal it, is that Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, has a pair of daughters who are both very athletic, one of whom is a really outstanding female athlete. And look, the idea that she and her family would prefer that she compete against other females, this is not so unnatural and not so weird. But what they say about the bill that was passed today is under Stubbe's bill, and this is Representative Greg Stubbe of Florida, recipients of federal funding who host, operate, or facilitate women's athletic programs and violate the new amendment by allowing transgender athletes to play on a girls' or women's team could risk losing that funding. There is a new Biden proposal, which is supposed to be a middle ground, and it makes no sense. Under the new Biden proposal, blanket bans such as those approved across the country would be barred. There have been numerous states that have adopted these bans on a statewide level. But schools could exclude trans girls and women if they justify those decisions based on educational grounds, such as the need for fairness or prevention of injury. Schools would have to, for instance, consider how competitive the sport is and the age of the students involved. During the floor debate today, Republicans adopted an amendment from Representative Andrew Ogles, Republican Tennessee, that would protect public schools that follow the bill's instruction from possible lawsuits, quote, accusing them of discrimination or harassment. There was also an amendment from Representative Nancy Mace, Republican South Carolina, that would study the adverse effects of allowing transgender women to participate in women's sports and the psychological effects on cisgender women and girls was also adopted. That study would then be delivered to Congress. As a woman who is pro-LGBTQ, said Nancy Mace, I don't care how you dress. I don't care what pronoun you take. I don't care if you change your gender. But we ought to protect biological women and girls in their athletics. And she speaks of somebody who was something of a ground setter herself. She was the first female graduate of the Citadel, which is the outstanding military college in South Carolina that has been a very big part of American history. There was also today a high school athlete named Peyton McNabb, who is a biological female, female all the way. She recently spoke about her experience in a volleyball match where she actually ended up suffering a severe injury. Why? Well, let her explain. This is clip 7.
My name is Peyton McNabb. I'm a senior at Hawassee Dam High School in Murphy, North Carolina. Due to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association policy allowing biological males to compete against biological females, my life has forever been changed. On September 1st, 2022, I was severely injured in a high school volleyball game by a transgender athlete on the opposing team. I suffered from a concussion and neck injury that to this day I'm still recovering from. Other injuries I still suffer from today include impaired vision, partial paralysis on my right side, constant headaches, as well as anxiety and depression. I was unable to play the rest of my last volleyball season, and although I'm currently playing softball, I'm not able to perform as well as I know I have in the past because of the injury. My ability to learn, retain, comprehend has also been impaired, and I require accommodations at school for testing because of this. I could go on and on about how this incident has affected my life, but I'm not here for that, because I'm not here for me. Because for me, I know that my time playing is coming to an end. I'm here for every biological female athlete behind me. My little sister, my cousins, my teammates. Allowing biological males to compete against biological females is dangerous. I may be the first to come before you with an injury, but if this doesn't pass, I won't be the last.
Okay, what happened to her was the biological male on the other team spiked the ball, a volleyball, directly into her face at high speed. She continues to recover from the incident as she was describing. And look, we're talking about volleyball. There are other sports that could certainly lend themselves far more prominently. For instance, basketball. The opportunity for injury. And then, of course, there is a question, what about wrestling, which is also a high school sport, where the entire idea that it is somehow inappropriate to allow women to have their own sports where they compete against other women only, that just does not seem to be radical or off the reservation. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And is it outrageous to suggest that men and women are fundamentally, profoundly, irreducibly different? That men and women are not identical? There's actually a new report featured in the Washington Post, and it's a report about the crisis in male health. Everybody knows women have a longer life expectancy than men. It turns out it's much longer. It is growing, that difference between men and women. And on one health issue after another, men are experiencing a national health crisis. We will get to that coming up because it deserves attention. And it deserves some recognition about some of the realities of human life. We will get to that question of the male health crisis coming up on the Medved Show. To give the Democrats their due, yesterday the youngest Democrat, in fact he is the youngest member of the House of Representatives, Maxwell Frost of Florida, on the House floor, slammed the GOP bill banning transgendered athletes from girls' school sports. And here is the way he characterized the fight. This is Maxwell Frost, clip 10.
These are the priorities of the Republican majority. Not addressing gun violence, rising rent, or medical bills, but violating the privacy of children. And I'm glad I get previews. I get, like, special previews of what this Republican majority is going to try to do in this body, because they're simply taking bills that are being passed in Florida and across the South, horrible bills, and trying to get them passed up here. This isn't about a problem that needs a solution, but about politicians looking for a target. We want freedom and liberty for all of our people, and they want the government to be in children's pants. Disgusting. History will not look kindly on this. Trans people will continue to fight for equity. We will be right by their side, and we will win.
Okay, again, the idea of equity then erases, in Maxwell Frost's estimation, the idea of any difference between men and women. And, in other words, the entire idea of Title IX was to try to facilitate women's sports by not requiring the women to compete against men, which is just so fundamental. And then Nancy Pelosi, who is still a member of Congress, don't forget, she's not Speaker anymore, but she spoke on the House floor and had this to say about the bill under consideration.
Recognizing that we are all God's children,
I rise in opposition to this legislation because trans kids are all God's children, belong in sports, in schools, in books, in families, and on teams. It's really important for us as leaders in our country to speak with respect for all of the people in our country. Trans kids listen and hear what we say, and we do not want to do them harm for whatever purpose on the floor of this house.
Okay, the idea that you do them harm on the floor of the house, you do them harm by ruling out the idea of freedom of choice in terms of which team you want to participate in, as long as you allow a situation where there is not unfairness and contempt and destruction for female athletics by not allowing females to choose if they want to choose to be in female-only sports. If they want to choose to compete with men, either men who identify as women. By the way, one of the big new, there's a Pew Research poll, which we featured on this show, is that among people who identify as transgendered, it is only a half who regularly identify with the gender that they have chosen as opposed to being cisgendered. In other words, there's all kinds of people with all kinds of choices and all kinds of different approaches going on. For instance, Bill Maher actually expressed, I think, what is some of the national backlash against woke ideology, and particularly looked at that whole idea that we're now supposed to believe that in our brave new world, men can have babies. And how does that work? Well, here's Bill Maher's take. It's clip 5.
Nobody ever gets canceled for being too woke. Mm. So you can say the craziest thing, like men can have babies, and then nobody will, even though people are thinking, well, that's kind of nuts, nobody will say it. They'll just fall in line. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I've always thought. Men can have babies, sure. And that's the problem.
That is totally insane.
Cowardice.
Okay, this is Piers Morgan, I think, acknowledging, yes, totally insane. And then there is this progress. You were hearing about Maxwell Frost talking about that conservatives, Republicans want to be in people's pants. Okay, there's also the idea of equality among crash dummies. No, this is apparently a very big issue. Representative Rosa DeLauro of New Haven, Connecticut, praised the Transportation Secretary, the ever-so-woke Pete Buttigieg, for developing, for the first time, a female crash test dummies. Okay, why is this important? Listen, clip 12.
You also plan to make important investments to address the roadway safety crisis, including the critical funding that would accelerate the development. And this is an area I've written to you about, of the use of female dummies in crash testing. This will start to fight the gender inequity among vehicle safety and crash victims.
Okay, gender inequity. We were talking moments ago about the difficulty that men have, and one of the areas where there is a great preponderance of male victims has to do with traffic accidents. I mean, and how you somehow protect females by creating female crash test dummies. Look, it's again an amazing and brave new world. Why is it important to get to the issue of the male health crisis? They put it in the Washington Post this way: a silent crisis in men's health is shortening the lifespans of fathers, husbands, brothers, and sons. Across the lifespan, from infancy to the teen years, midlife and old age, the risk of death at every age is higher for boys and men than for girls and women. Is there some way to address that? Not by trying to shorten the lifespan, God forbid, 1,000 times, of our sisters and daughters and wives and mothers, but maybe adjusting some of the factors in medical practice and the way that we have set that up in the United States to have greater equality between men and women. There is also this from the New York Times, a headline, "Lots of Americans are losing their religion. Have you?" And in the United States, every year, somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000 churches close down. Now, that doesn't mean that religion itself is ending, because people, some of the people who never attend church still say that they pray, that they believe in God. But what is causing right now this explosion of the so-called nuns and the idea of shutting down churches everywhere? Because if you're talking about 6,000 to 10,000 churches closing every year, you're talking about a very big change in the national landscape. We will get to that. We will also get to the ongoing fights about how we remember and how we understand the election of 2020. And there is one issue where there's actually some pretty solid Republican leadership. And what about the sputtering DeSantis campaign? That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.